What's up, everybody? Listening to another episode of Who's Alex? Maybe we'll talk about this, or maybe we'll talk about that. Who knows? And I'm joined by a guest. His name is Eric Mike Gomez.
What is how you up, doing, everybody? Mike?
Hey, here, my man. So, Mike, what do you work for?
What do I work for? Well, I'm currently working in the health field. I mean, I work for, pay bills. What do you currently work for?
I don't really work towards anything. I mean, well, I want anything. I work. How about that? And I like what I do. But I used to have this mindset. I don't work towards that dream car, because I have a lot of dream cars. I wanted a Lamborghini, like everybody else. I wanted a lot of money, everybody else. What society has put on us, it's really what I wanted. Now, I just work. I just work because I like it. You know, it's golden to me. It's golden that I'm not demised, or the society hasn't infiltrated my mindset to where I have to have this belonging, I have to have that in order to make me happy. Because once I do achieve that, it's
so you mean goals. You want to achieve your goals.
Yes, I want to achieve my goals, but not materialistic goals. Because if I work towards that car, if I work towards that Rolex, what is there left after? To buy another car? To buy another Rolex? And it's just meaningless cycle over and over again.
Yes.
And
so basically you don't work towards money. Or for the thought of money.
Yeah, exactly. Because I really did used to. You know, back in high school, I thought like, okay, I'm going to work a lot of jobs. I'm going to get a lot of money. But yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, nowadays everybody compares each other to the amount of money that they have in their bank. And it's unfortunate, but I mean, that's how society has brought us up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's just not passionate. It's just meaningless work. Yes, financial stability to all my listeners, it's great. Do not get me wrong. It is fantastic. But don't let it consume you. That's where it goes wrong. It's not your goal to flex. To put it as simple as that, it's not your goal to flex on your friends. It's not your goal to make other people believe that you have amazing, third time I'm going to say it, an amazing life. You're probably not that happy inside. And that's what materialistic things do to you, that temporary joy. Because if you work for the passion, if you really, really love what you're doing, people, that's passion to work. Instead of working just to get that
paycheck,
brand new car. You know, it's boring. It gets dull.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. I don't understand why. It's the American dream. You know, it's what's been portrayed on our citizens.
Exactly. I mean, you got to think about it. Nowadays, everybody, not everybody, but the ones who do go to college, you know, they pick their career based on how much money they can make. Just because due to society. So say, you know, we have less people, completing degrees in art and philosophy and music, dance. Why? Because they make less money. And the point of that is, if we don't focus on that, then we'll be able to complete those degrees. But everybody is, it's all about status. What do you think? What do you think about that?
Well, I do agree on that. A lot of people do work for the figures, you know, the six figures and even the seven figures. You know, that's their motivation. You know, but that motivation only lasts so long, because if you're not doing something you love, or you'll just end up hating it.
Exactly.
And that's not something you really don't want to do, people. It's, like I said, it's dull. It's meaningless. It's just an endless cycle that you wish to get out of. And that cycle is called insanity. You know, doing the same thing over and over again, doing the same job for money, money, money over and over again. That's complete insanity, because you're expecting a different result. You're expecting to grow more. Yes, if you save and invest, don't get me wrong, it's great. Money is not the key. You should not work to get. You should just have passion to work. Work will fill up at least 70 to 80% of your lifespan. Most of your life is going to be spent working. And that's not a bad thing. Because you fill that 70 to 80% void with an aspect of loving what you do, you're already 70 to 80% there to fulfill yourself. And society and the culture of which we live in doesn't really want that, because that's economy. That's what keeps money going. That's what keeps the market trending. You gotta buy. They advertise the hell out of it, guys. If you don't notice it, get that new car, get that new Tesla, the new Toyota, the new, you know, and it's just, once you get it, it lasts for maybe a month.
Well, let's say, you know, that has to be internal, if you're thinking about it. You know, that thought of going after the better car, the better girl, the better relationship, a better career. You know, it all starts with internal, you know, your mindset and your thought process. I mean, if you fix the internal, you know, the problem is that people tend to believe that something external, such as the newer car, will make you happy. But you will be unhappy. I mean, that doesn't fix the problem.
Yes, it does not. It's truly just...
It's a mindset thing.
Yeah, it's pathetic. To be honest, it's pathetic to even go that way, to even go that route. And don't get me wrong, I mean, everyone's probably gone through a mindset like that. And it's okay, you know. But continuing that mindset to your 40s, to your 50s, well... you're probably going to have gray hair by your 30s. And, you know, you're going to look at yourself in the mirror, because every day you wake up to that one person, and that one person is you. And every day you're going to have to stare at yourself and say, what am I doing? Why am I getting this? Okay, yeah, you got the better outcome. Great. But guess what? Humans are never satisfied. We are never satisfied. We always want something different. We always want what he wants, what she wants, what he has, what she has. It's just endless. It's not going to stop, people. That's why you have to be content. Competent.
Yeah, we actually spoke about that earlier. Yeah, how remember the, how our current passions or our current, you know, our current likes, our interests, are, you know, they change. They constantly change. So our interests that had a couple of years ago, you know, they're not the same as today. Ours are, and from 5 years from now, they can still change. So we don't want to base our, you know, career decisions on our current, you know, interests, because they can evolve, they can change. You know, just like our surroundings, we tend to adapt and evolve on what we see, you know, and what, you know, our daily lives. So every day, it's we learn something new.
We do. And we have to take that knowledge. We really do. We have to take that knowledge and implement it into our goals. Because knowledge is worthless without, you know, without action. You know, you have, like I said earlier in one of my episodes, people, tools. We have all the tools in front of us, but you are the decision maker. You are the master. So do something about it. Do you want to get that certain object and have 2 weeks to a month of temporary happiness, maybe even less, or want to have passion to work and just be, you know, just be at peace with yourself, because you don't need all that.
The one question, tell me this: what's the difference between a job and a career?
Career is something you,
from your perspective,
a job. Well, a job, something to pay bills.
Mm-hmm.
A career is something to pay bills. It is a career is something to pay bills with, but it's just more fulfilling. It's something you love. It's something that you have passion for, and that's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really worth it. So to all the audience that are listening to us, don't work to get. Have passion to work for the rest of your life, because that work is going to be with you until you retire, until the day you die. Thank you, everybody, for listening on this episode of Who's Alex? Thank you, Mike, so much
for
tuning in. I really, really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. But you can find me, guys, on IG. Follow me on IG at Who's Alex. Follow me on Twitter at Who's Alex. Add me on Snapchat, Alex_R1997. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Who's Alex as well.
All right, have a good one.
All right, guys, you have a good one. And I'll see y'all in the next episode. You know, man.